Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you. Welcome to Sheldon High School here in Eugene, Oregon. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated, an excavation and road building contractor serving all of Southern Oregon. Well, it is coming down to the wire, folks. A big night for both of these teams here. Pretty good crowd on hand for the JV game just over with. Grants Pass lost that one 53-48. Just a footnote, Grants Pass had at least two players foul out of that contest. That just sets the scene for you. That happens when you play on the road. So what happens right now? Both teams are on the floor taking their warm-up tosses. Grants Pass, of course, in its traveling blues and with the white uniforms and the green trim of the Sheldon Irish, getting ready to get this contest underway. More after this from our good friends at Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Good crowd on hand already here, and we expect it to get bigger. It is senior night, and we know there's going to be a lot of noise here tonight. Why do I know there's going to be a lot of noise tonight? Their pep band is setting up just immediately in front of us, about 2 feet away. So we'll have some noise tonight. It's going to sound like high school basketball coming to you from Sheldon High School in Eugene, Oregon. Well, that's the scene, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. Stay tuned for word from head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider: experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Big game tonight for you, coach, here. Good to sign a lot on the season right now. How's your team's psyche after taking the number one team in the conference? You won three quarters, well, almost three quarters. Just a tough third quarter made the difference in that basketball game. How's your team psyche? Are they ready for this one?
Yeah, they're ready, Chuck. We've known the last three, four games what every game means for us in our conference, and you know, we just have a tough time scoring, and we took on Sheldon last time, did a pretty good job the whole game, and kind of let them, you know, come back there towards the end, but. They're focused. They know the ramifications of a loss will probably put us out of the playoffs. So they're
loss could put them out too.
Yeah. So you know, their senior night is tonight. Little emotional for them. You know, to where their seniors will probably be jacked up, just like for us when we play Roseburg on Tuesday. So. You know, we just got to make sure we stay focused and we play very good defense. Jaden will guard Graziano again, try to hold him from getting his average. And I think as long as we keep Graziano in check and we rebound the basketball, right, which has been a problem for us all year, I think I like our chances this evening. Coach Eric from Sheldon, really, really good guy, does a really good job with scout film. You'll probably see us not run as many sets tonight. Probably just let the boys play a little bit, try to get the ball down low to Jordan Rosetta and Luke Morgan and Peyton Bruner is what we'll try to do. So if we see that a lot, they'll probably throw some zone. And so we practiced zone last night, and we practiced lots of rebounding last night.
Okay, all right. In that game against South, we saw your team really air it out a couple of times just in a quick transition. Will we see more of that? Are you looking for that from your rebounders?
You mean air it out like we're shooting from the three-point line?
Looking for a fast break.
Yeah, no, we did look for the fast breaks, and that was working for us a little bit towards the beginning. And then, foul trouble, and when Luke got in foul trouble, that didn't allow us to send some of our quicker guards down because everybody needed to stay home and rebound.
Yeah, so, Luke was really initiating that fast break.
Yeah, he was. He was. He did a great job at the beginning of that. Unfortunately, you know, you play at South Medford, you play in Roseburg. Luke gets picked on quite a bit, unfortunately, is all I'll say about that. And, you know, when Luke comes off the floor, it's a big dent. Jordan does a great job. Jordan Rosetta does a great job, but you know, Luke can jump higher and is a little bit more physical. And a lot of the guys in the conference are afraid of Luke, honestly. And so there's some things that he does that Jordan can do. But, you know, hopefully if Luke gets in foul trouble again, hopefully somebody next man up will pick it up.
Well, as good as Jordan has been as a freshman so far, he's still learning his craft, too. So we're anxiously waiting his next year. At any rate, are you... Do you have anything different installed ready for Sheldon tonight? Because I know you've worked their video also.
Yeah, you know, we the adjustment that you'll see us make is you'll probably see us run a little bit more zone tonight, a lot faster if Luke picks up a foul quickly. If you see him pick up a foul in the first quarter, you'll probably see us drop into a 2-3 or a 1-3-1 zone. We don't like doing that because Graziano can shoot really, really well. But if we have to protect Luke, that's what we're willing to do. I mean, every game for us right now is a playoff game, Chuck. So we got to basically pull all of our cards out right now and do what we have to do to win the game and protect our players if they get something early.
All right. Well, Coach, we'll continue this. But first, this word from our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services.
The automotive industry has a certain reputation, mostly due to just a few bad apples. At Kelly's Automotive Service, we've tried to market to our clients and potential staff based on our values. We're excited this has attracted some of the best technicians from near and far. We have technicians trained in almost all makes and models. So if you've been going to the dealer, please consider trying Kelly's as an alternative. Your warranty stays in effect, and odds are we can save you time and money. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
All right, Coach, you got to pull it all out tonight. You said that just before the break there. Your team really tried to pull it all out on the fourth quarter against South Medford, really outscored them with McLean coming to life and Brunner really contributing in that fourth period. They got within six after a horrendous third period. Are we going to see that kind of scoring all night? Is that what we need?
Yeah, that's what we need. You know, we talked a little bit as a team, and we talked about, like, you know, first quarter tonight needs to be like the fourth quarter of South, because if we have a bad quarter, it could mean the game, right? And so the boys understand what's at stake. They understand that if we lose one game between Sheldon and or Roseburg, that we're out. You know, ranking wise, those guys are in. They're everybody in our conference, including North Medford, with the exception of Willamette, are ranked higher than us because of their preseason in-state stuff. So I don't think these games mean as much to them as they mean as much to us, because being where we're ranked in the state right now, we're 33, so we're out right now in the playoffs. Everybody else is, you know, South Med, I think, is ranked 9, and I think North Medford now is 31, and then I think Sheldon and is 20-something. So everybody in our conference is in right now, with the exception of us and Willamette. So I think there's a lot more pressure on us than there is on some of those other teams, because win or lose, whether they take second or third in league, it doesn't matter. That they'll probably be in no matter what. So all the punches are going to be thrown tonight. If we have guys not stepping up, you'll probably see us put some other players in because we don't have the time to just figure things out. We have to have things figured out by now, and we just moved up another freshman, Brevet Kill. We moved him up on the JV game last week, and then I started practicing with us because he's a kid that can shoot really, really well, which has been a big problem for us. You'll see Grady McKittrick play a lot more minutes tonight. He'll only play one JV quarter this evening and four varsity because he's probably one of our best shooters in our program.
From what we've seen, is a very good shooter. He's hit all five of his free throw opportunities. We know he can hit the three, so he'll have a green light if he hits the floor tonight.
Yeah, he has the green light. In fact, I sit him on the bench if he doesn't take open shots. So he's required to shoot the ball when he's open. Like, he knows that if he doesn't shoot the ball, that's why he is on the floor, and he understands that. And he has no pressure from us other than to shoot the rock, because when he's comfortable and relaxed, I mean, you saw him at the South Med game. I mean, he hit some big shots for us and got us back in it. And so you'll see him in the rotation all the way from the first quarter this evening, and you'll see some other guys that have had some minutes given to them taken away a little bit, just because we need to value scoring this evening over defense.
Okay, well, Zach DeShane has always been your sixth man in. I'm assuming you still be there. We've just talked about McKittrick, probably seventh. After that, what is the order?
You pretty much hit it on the head. You know, six and seven. We'll probably only play seven deep this evening. If we have to use somebody else, we'll have two quarters for Johnny Broerman. He's a good rebounder for us, phenomenal rebounder for us. So you'll see us.
He seems to upset the other team, at least during the JV level.
Yeah, he does, and he'll have a really good opportunity this evening. We'll probably save him till the second half, unless Luke Morgan gets in trouble, and we need to put Johnny in for Luke's rotational minutes. Other than that, that's probably all you're going to see. You may see a little bit of James Buschmeyer again this evening. And we may even give a quarter to our freshman, Brevet Kill, to see if he can shoot the rock.
All right. Well, Coach, one more question here. What's the last thing you're going to say to your troops tonight before the tip-off?
You know, I always try to give them something inspirational. And my biggest thing right now, I think our team has a big thing about being fearful and not being able to arise, you know, to the occasion in the moment. And so, you know, we'll talk a little bit about the word fear and that it has a couple different meanings, you know. And so we're gonna talk about that and just try to get them pumped up. And at halftime, it's going to be just quick adjustments and then come right back out so they get some shots and get the mojo going. So the biggest thing for us will be just making sure that we don't bury ourselves in a hole in the first quarter. If we come out shooting at a high level and locking up on defense, I think that will be a big tell to the game this evening.
All right. Well, Coach, best of luck to you. And come back, and then we'll go after Roseburg after tonight's win and make the playoffs.
That's our goal, Chuck.
All right. We thank you very much. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body. Naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everyone. Now it's normally time for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply, where you can grab your project list, head to Farmers, they have it all, doors, windows, lumber, decking, right where Dell Road meets Redwood Highway. I'm always impressed. I always find something new when I go into Farmers Building Supply. And just before we get into the starting lineups, we do want to make a little footnote here. It is senior night. They're going to honor their seniors and probably their senior rally, and I'm not sure all, so we might be a little bit delayed getting the tip-off underway tonight. So that's what's beginning to go on right now. Starting lineup for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight includes, of course, number 24, Luke Morgan, averaging 11.6 points per game. Wearing number 24 once again, the senior. And senior Gavin McLean wearing number 3, averaging 11.3 points per game. Then the first junior is Peyton Gruner, 00. He's averaging in double figures at 10 points a game also. The freshman averaging almost 6 points a game, number 32, Jordan Rosetta, again getting the start tonight. And number 44, Jaden Jesse, averaging almost 6 points per game, getting the start tonight. So those are the starters for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll be back and tell you what we suspect for the Sheldon Irish here after this from Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
All right, welcome back, everybody. Now, we've not confirmed the starting lineup tonight for the Sheldon Irish. However, we have some suspicions, and one of those suspicions revolves around, you heard head coach Jesse talk about Graziano. It's Rocco Graziano. Wears number 4. He's a 6'2 junior, averaging, well, the last time we played them, he had 9 points with three threes against us, and he was 4 for 4 from the free throw line. That doesn't add up to 9. We'll double-check all that. At any rate, I think he had 1 3 in that and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. On the season, he's averaging just over 16 points per game. Also, we suspect starting tonight, number 11, Eli Forsha. He is a 6'4 junior. He is on the season been averaging just over 11 points per game. He did not score against the Cavemen in Grants Pass. We suspect Nathan Ashelli wears number 5, had 15 points against Grants Pass in the first game, had 3 3-pointers. He is a 6'4 junior. We also suspect number 10, Owen Kramer, the 5'11 senior, also getting the start tonight, and Kobe Perosa, a 6'5 senior. Those are the 5 that we expect to start tonight for the Sheldon Irish. Well, those are the lineups tonight, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after the 60-second Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
All right, keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sawing and Vacuuming. All right, keys for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Shooting. They've got to get that nine-inch in diameter round ball through that 18-inch hoop. Sounds easy? Yeah, sometimes it goes, sometimes it doesn't. That's been a caveman Achilles heel for a while. Sometimes it goes in, sometimes it doesn't. So the Cavemen need good shooting tonight. They need to see from Mr. Bruno and Mr. McLean what we saw in the fourth quarter against the Sheldon Irish, when I think they scored 21 points between those two. The Cavemen will probably need that sort of effort tonight. Also, rebounding, you also, in order to get the second shot, you need the rebound. In order to get the fast break going, you need the rebound. In order to keep the other team from scoring, you need the rebound. So rebounding is paramount in that situation. Second key, the main key for Grants Pass this season has always been defense. And, of course, Jaden Jesse, who has sacrificed a lot of his scoring because we know has the ability to score a lot more than we've seen, but he's always been assigned the toughest guarding assignment of the night, and he'll be on Rocco Graziano most of the evening. All right, we'll talk about the playoffs and what this really means to both teams when we come back right after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Now, we've outlined how to get into the playoffs before, but real quickly, each of the conferences gets their top three teams into the playoffs. It's a 32-team bracket. Those three in each conference, that accounts for 21 teams. That's 11 more to get at-large positions, and that makes you up to 32. So the top 32 teams in the state generally hit the playoffs. Now, Grants Pass is in fourth place. All right, that's just out of the playoffs there, and ranked 33rd. So just out of the playoffs there. Grants Pass has two games left tonight against Sheldon on the road. Grants Pass might be favored. They played well against Sheldon. They won against Sheldon. They don't seem to be intimidated by this lineup, but at the same time, they're respected. Are they poised? Well, we'll find out momentarily. But we've just kind of put a W next to the name just for general purposes tonight. Then the Grants Pass team goes home to face Roseburg next Tuesday night at Heater Newman Gym. Now, Roseburg is beatable when they're on the road. We expect Grants Pass Cavemen to win that. When the Cavemen win both of those, they're at 7-5 and probably tied for second or third in conference. And what that will do depends on what that will do to their ranking statewide. Well, it should improve it from 33rd if it goes up one spot to 32. That will get them in. Of course, that will get them in going against the top team in the state. We'll get to that situation when we have to deal with it. Now, since we're at Sheldon, let's deal with Sheldon right now. Sheldon has three games left. None of them are going to be easy. Sheldon coming into this one is a half game behind Grants Pass. Grants Pass is 5-5 in conference, and Sheldon is 4-5 in conference. So Grants Pass leads by a half game the Sheldon Irish. However, the Irish with three games to play have to beat Grants Pass tonight. Could be a tall order when you look at everything that goes into the equation. Then they go on the road to face South Eugene. That is not an easy task anytime. And quite frankly, we kind of put an L next to that one. They finish up at Roseburg on the final night of the season. That's the, I want to say the 23rd. That's a week from tonight, as a matter of fact. And Roseburg, well, it's always tough to win at Roseburg. So I have three losses in a row. That leaves them at 4-8. And certainly out of the conference picture, what that does to their ranking, and the ranking coming in is 29th. Three losses in a row could hurt that 29th ranking. So both these teams really playing for some playoff possibilities. Now, let's talk about the other team in the picture, and that's the Roseburg Indians, who are currently tied with South Eugene in second place. Now, they have three games left also. Tonight, they are at South Eugene. Roseburg on the road at South Eugene. I put an L next to that one. Then they go on to Grants Pass next Tuesday night. Well, you know where I'm going to put an L there. So that gives them two losses. Then they've got to come here to Sheldon and win at Sheldon. We gave them that win, but that puts them at 6-6, a game behind Grants Pass. Got it? Okay. Now, let's talk about South Eugene, which we have a great deal of respect for. South Eugene has three games left. One, the Roseburg game, which we expect them to win on in the purple pit on their floor. They have to, they'll host Sheldon after that, and they'll finish up against South Medford. So I figure they'll beat Roseburg. I figure they'll beat Sheldon and lose to South Medford. That gives them 7-5. If the Cavemen finish with two wins, they'll also be at 7-5. That puts those two teams tied for second and third. North Medford is in the mix there. North Medford, two games left. They are at 6-6 right now. They play South Medford tonight. We expect a loss there, and then they win at Willamette. That makes them 6-6 and out of the picture, at least in terms of conference championship. So that kind of outlines where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to have the national anthem here, and we'll close this out in a moment or two. In the meantime, Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I, brought you the keys to tonight's game. We'll have more after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Calling all DIY superheroes. This February, Diamond Home Improvement is your trusty sidekick for elevating your spaces. As the month of love unfolds, sweep your loved ones off their feet with a spa-like bathroom makeover or beautiful new flooring to dance on. Unleash your DIY powers and transform your home into a masterpiece that shines with love. Be the hero your home deserves. Visit Diamond Home Improvement or find it now at diamondhi.com for simple in-store pickup. Your DIY supplies are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register a sponsor or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
National anthem performed here at a cappella by a young lady who just really nailed it tonight. Getting close to getting this one underway, folks. Told you it was going to get noisy. The brass section of the Fed Band right in front of us here. But that just adds to the feeling of high school sports here in Southern Oregon. Once again, this is the second to last game for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll be back at Heater Newman Gym to close out the regular season for Grants Pass against the Roseburg Indians. The tip-off time is scheduled for 6:45, as have most of the conference games been this year. We have not hit that at starting point once. Most of the time, it's after 7 o'clock, just because of the way the length of the JV games immediately before that. And, certainly, the conference should approach that that situation here. We're about to have the introduction of players once again when we get underway here. First of all, the Grants Pass Cavemen. Mr. Bruner has been introduced. That's Peyton Bruner, averaging 10 points a game. Gavin McLean coming in, averaging a little over 11 points per game. Luke Morgan at 11.6 points per game. Jordan Rosetta coming on, averaging 5.7 points per game. And Jaden Jesse averaging 6 points per game. So, no surprises on the Grants Pass side. Of course, game-time decisions are always an option for any of the coaches once we talk to them. Now we're about to meet, ladies and gentlemen, Sheldon Irish. So it might get noisy here again. Number 2, Colby Perosa, 6'5", senior, had 2 points against Grants Pass in the first game that we saw them. Joining him, number 3 being introduced, that's Caden Jacobson coming on. And number 5 being introduced, that's Nathan Shelley. And coming on here is, let's pick up the number here. Number 12 being introduced, Alvarado. And the final starter, I think, was, what was that? They're starting seniors as opposed to the ones who normally start. So We'll pick it up here as we move to the center of the court, ladies and gentlemen. First quarter brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Bruner squaring off against Perosa. Tapped into the backcourt, controlled by the Irish for the first offensive possession. Crosses the timeline at center court. Right front court, bounce pass on the wing, right-hand side. And comes across the top of the key, goes in the corner, left-hand side, right behind the Tubas. Are you kidding me? Yep, back left-hand side. Number 12 on the drive in the paint, kicks the ball left-hand side. Number 5 with the basketball, goes in the left corner, where once again we can't see because of the band. Shot is up, hit the back of the iron, it'll be Grant's Pass basketball, no score. Just underway, Grant's Pass will... gets first offensive possession against what appears to be full court pressure initially. Jesse gets the ball in to Bruner. Bruner right back to Jesse. Jesse being bothered quickly by Shelley. Jesse puts the ball on the floor into the forecourt right-hand side. Has room. Goes to the baseline. Kicks the ball back out to Morgan. Morgan being fronted. Ball stolen away. Whistle stops the action. I'm not sure which way it's going. And the foul going to be called against Luke Morgan. So Luke gets the first whistle of the night. No surprise. Inbounds play for the Irish coming in the backcourt. Alvarado going to make the inbounds play and does quickly. Ball on the right-hand side. McLean shoulder to shoulder with number 10 coming down. That's Kramer. Ball right-hand side in the corner. Irish still on the attack. Ball stolen away. This time Rosetta got a hand on it. Gives it off to Jesse. Jesse slides down the left-hand side. Stops out front and resets the Grants pass. Caveman. Man-to-man defense set up by the Irish right now. Left-hand side on the wing to Rosetta. And down low at the post to Bruner. Bruner back out front to McLean. McLean hesitates, goes down and is stripped of the basketball and fouled, I believe, by number 3. That'll be Jacobson. So that's the call. So Jacobson will pick up the first for the Irish. Each team has one. Inbounds play for the Grants Pass Caveman. Coming from the end line, our end of the floor. McLean will make the play, and the inbounds play comes to Morgan in the paint. Hard at the glass, puts it up and in, and Morgan gets the first two of the basketball game tonight. Grants Pass with the early lead, 2-0. Here come the Irish on the attack. Ball goes right-hand side quickly to the top of the key. Man drives left-hand side into the corner, back out front top of the key. Drives left-hand side, that's Kramer with the basketball, flips it right into the corner. Deflected and picked up by Bruner. Bruner has a 3-on-2 break, but rolls the ball back to Jesse. Off his toe. Jesse at the top of the key, finds the seam, drives, lays one up, draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line shooting two. And let's see who draws the infraction. Foul called on Kramer. Kramer will pick up his first, second team foul on the Irish. Oh, they say wasn't that the act of shooting. Ball coming in from the end line. Zach DeShane into the contest right now. He'll make the inbounds play from the end line. And... gets the ball into Rosetta. Left-hand side in the corner. Back to DeShane along the baseline. Kicks it out front to Jesse for three. Top of the key. Rims and good. So Jesse for three. And the Cavemen lead it 5-0 here. Down the right-hand side for the Sheldon Irish. Ball into the right front court. Now as the Cavemen show his zone. Defense 2-3. Out front, number 12, Alvarado moving with the basketball. Check that. That's Kramer with the basketball. Number 10 spins, drives to left-hand side, gets in the paint, floats one up from 4 feet off. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, I believe, off of Jesse's hands. It'll be Irish ball inbounds to the end line, their end of the floor. Jacobson will make the inbounds play. Go check that. They've just changed that. Alvarado will make the inbounds play as the put a picket line across the end line. Ball out front now. Left-hand side. In the corner, left-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way. Rebound taken down again by Shelley. Way out front with the basketball. Left-hand side. Then bounce pass to the low post. Low post kicks it out on the wing. Right-hand side. Corner right. Baseline. 15-footer on the way. Rims. Oh, no good. Rebound by Jesse. Long pass out to McLean. McLean on the run. In the paint. Backhanded layup. Won't go. Tip up by Bruner. Won't go. Battle for the rebound. Won by the Irish. Shelley brings it down. Outlet comes to the right-hand side. Long pass. Alley-oop on the inside. Number 12 goes up with it, and that's good. Alvarado gets his first two, and it's 5-2. Grants Pass by three. DeShane in the backcourt with the basketball for Grants Pass. Slides into the, across the timeline, right front court, and drives to left-hand side. Cross to the top of the key, reverses, comes back right-hand side. Back out on the wing. Tried to hit Bruner, coming out to take the pass, but the pass was deflected. Oh, no, it wasn't deflected. But DeShane says it was. He's talking to the official. Said, please, sir, I'll have another. No, that's not what he said. Sheldon Irish bring the ball back inside. That was the timeline, left front court. Grant's pass staying in that man, the man here early. Ball left-hand side in the hands of Jacobson. Jacobson out front. Right-hand side quickly to Perosa. Perosa with the basketball, gives it up quickly to Cameron. On the drive, man gets into the paint. Lost a loose basketball, scramble for it. But the Irish come up with it. They go left-hand side quickly to Jacobson. Shot is up from the wing, off no good. Long rebound, and the Irish come away with it again. This time, Shelley comes out with it, gives the ball up quickly to Alvarado. Alvarado, right-hand side, spins, tries to get by Bruner, can't do it, kicks the ball back out on the wing. And the Sheldon Irish reset. 22 seconds on the shot clock on the drive, left-hand side. And a blocking foul. Blocking foul called on the Irish. Number two, Perosa. So Perosa will pick up his first third team foul on the Irish. Inbounds play for the Cavemen coming from the sideline. Jesse will make the inbounds play. He's got DeShane in the backcourt facing man-to-man pressure. And inbounds pass stolen away. And a double dribble called on the Irish. Trying to control the ball. That was number four, Graziano. Graziano normally sure-handed, double-dribbled it. Gives the ball right back to Grant's pass against full court pressure now. Bruner tries to make the inbounds play. The official telling the guys, no touching, guys, no touching. So inbounds play comes to McLean, dives for it, gets the ball inbounds in the backcourt against some significant pressure. Controls it now, has one man to beat. That's Graziano. I'll probably check that. Not Graziano. That, once again, is number three. That's Jacobson. Ball right-hand side then to McKittrick. DeShane right-hand side on the wing. Moving to the basketball. Out front quickly to Jesse. Jesse puts the ball on the floor. Drives the right-hand side. Spins at the free throw line into the corner to DeShane. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Rosetta spins. Has the ball stripped but picked up by DeShane, who floats one up. No good. Rebound controlled by the Irish. Irish controlling the boards tonight. On the drive, here come the Irish back offensively. Kicks the ball out top of the key. Head fake, man drives the right-hand side, goes in the corner, kicks it back to the wing. Shot is up from beyond the arc. This one is good. And this one comes from Alvarado. Alvarado has all five of the points for the Irish tonight. We are tied at five apiece. McLean in the backcourt, crosses the timeline, drives the right-hand side all the way down. Off glass, too hard. Rebound goes up with it. Rosetta twice. Gets it back, puts it back up, still can't get it. Finally, the rebound falls into the hands of the Sheldon Irish. Outlet comes back quickly to number three, Jacobson. Gives it up to Graziano. Graziano tries to drive, shoots over Jesse. It's good. So Graziano comes in and puts the lead in the hands of the Sheldon Irish for the first time tonight. Inbounds play uncontested. Gets it into McLean from Kittrick. McLean walks the ball down. Crosses the timeline right at center court. Drives left-hand side. Sees the seam. Kicks the ball into the corner to DeShane for three. Just off. No good. Long rebound into the hands of Graziano. Lead pass out quickly as the Sheldon Irish get down in transition, and they put it up and in. That's Alvarado again. He's got seven. It's 9-5. The Irish on a run. The Cavemen call timeout. A look at the scoreboard with 2:27 to play here in the first period. It's 9-5. Sheldon Irish leading the Grants Pass Cavemen. Back in 30 seconds.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, everyone. Teams just breaking out of their huddles now, coming back to the floor. It's 9-5 game. The Cavemen lose or trail by four right now to the Sheldon Irish. 2:27 showing on the clock. I believe it's going to be Grant's pass ball inbounds when play is resumed. DeShane comes over to make the inbounds play. Still against the full court pressure by the Irish tonight. So DeShane makes the inbounds play quickly to Bruner. Has McLean in the backcourt with him. Bruner starts to back the ball down the floor. Turns, faces forward, drives down, Has the ball slapped away, but it's retrieved by DeShane in the corner right-hand side. Feeds it low post quickly to Bruner. Hard to the glass, goes up with a shot, and he's stripped of that basketball. Lead pass out right-hand side to Graziano. Goes hard to the glass. It's off. No good. Tip up, no good. Rebound still taken in the hands of the Irish. And a pushing foul called underneath. And let's see who this one's going against. Let's see. And I think it's a shooting foul. Are you ready for this? Number 24, Luke Morgan. That's his second of the night. And the second team foul on the Grants Pass game. And going to the free throw line, number 5, is Nathan Shelley. First time we've seen him go to the free throw line. He had 15 points the first night in Grants Pass. This one's up and good. His first points of the night. And it's 10-5. And Grants Pass stuck on 5. Can't seem to get the ball through the hoop since then. Rosetta had a little breather, and Morgan goes to the sidelines again. Once again, that seems to be the formula. Conference-wide is get Morgan in foul trouble. Second shot is up and good. Throw the free throw line for Shelley. Grants Pass now down by 12. Pardon me, down by 7. Should be 11. Well, they didn't mark it. On the drive out front, bounce pass right-hand side to Rosetta. Pardon me, to Morgan. Bruner to Rosetta. And Rosetta will go to the free throw line. Foul called on number 5, Shelley. That'll be the first on Shelley. Going to the free throw line, number 32 is Jordan Rosetta. Pretty good free throw shooter. Deep breath, shot is up, rattle it in and out, no good. Rosetta, through the season so far, has been about a 70% free throw shooter. Jesse checks back in. So on the floor for Grants Pass, we've got Jesse, Bruner, Rosetta, McLean, and McKittrick. So the forecourt's all Irish. Shot is up, and this one's good. So Rosetta gets one or two, and that's the first points, his first points of the night. 5-point lead now, 11-6. Ball out front goes right-hand side on the wing for the Irish. Out front with the basketball is number 20. That's Sperry. Sperry drives left-hand side, stops, kicks the ball back right-hand side to Perosa. Perosa with the basketball, tries to drive, comes down the paint all the way, lays one up, that's off, no good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Long pass out front to McLean. All the way if he catches up with it, but Graziano caught up with him, but McLean spins and fires, and it's good, and he gets his first two of the basketball game, and they came in right back in it, 11-8, down by 3 right now. Perosa into the forecourt now, goes left-hand side quickly to Graziano. Graziano shovels right-hand side in the down low, and foul called, I believe, on Rosetta this time over the back. Let's see. That's the call. So Rosetta will pick up his first. I have that as the third team foul on the Caveman. I've missed one. Scoreboard says 4. Inbounds play for the Irish coming from the end line there into the floor. Comes down low again to Graziano in the paint. Spins and fires. Rolls off. No good. High for the rebound is McLean. McLean lead pass up to Bruner. Right-hand side. Bruner head fakes. Stops on the wing. Still keeps the basketball alive. Then turns to the glass. Lays one up. That's good. And Bruner finds 2 for Grants Pass. And it's 11-10. Grants Pass down by 1. Here come the Irish. Ball goes right-hand side quickly on the wing. Ball out front quickly to number 20, Spearing. Down low. Shot is up. Off. No good. Rebound fought for and finally controlled by, by McKittrick. They got number 25. It's a 35, Ty Reed. For his first foul of the basketball game. Ty's a pretty big guy, 6'9", sophomore. And he came down top of McKittrick. McKittrick's all right, stands in at the free throw line. And we know he's a good shooter. Shot is up. Good. That's McKittrick's first points of the night. And we are tied at 11. One more shot for McKittrick. Shot is up, rims, and through. So McKittrick stays perfect from the free throw line. He's got 2 points in the basketball game, and the Cavemen back on top by 1, 12-11. In the backcourt, Shire Irish on the fly, bring the ball down. That's Kramer with the basketball out front. Goes right-hand side to Spurry. up front quickly to Shelley. Shelley with the basketball between the circles now. Goes left-hand side again to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball as Caveman seemed to stay in that man-to-man here so far. Ball left-hand side. Loose basketball, but retrieved by the Irish. Still Kramer with the basketball. Stole it away, though. McLean slapped it away. DeChain picks it up. Bounce past left-hand side to McKittrick. Shot is up. No good. But the tip-up by Bruner is good. And Bruner gets his fourth point, and the Cavemen lead it by three at the end of the first period of play. It's 14-11. We'll be back and recap it all for you, folks, right after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Welcome back, everyone. The scoreboards here are just a little bit obstructed by the stanchions that the baskets are hung on. And I misread the fouls. I transposed it Grant's Pass and Sheldon. So Sheldon did have five fouls, and that's how McKittrick got to the free throw line. And there's another presentation going on now, and I have no idea what this one's about here, but it's certainly delaying the start of the second period. Cavemen lead it right now 14-11. Morgan has a two points. Gavin McLean has 2 points. Bruner has four. Rosetta one. Jesse three. And McKittrick two. All right, well, whatever it is over with. And the teams are returning to the floor. All right, our second quarter brought to you by our good friends at Diamond Home Improvement right at the north end of town at the top of 7th Street. Man, it's Diamond Home Improvement. Keyword there being home. If you need something for the home, try Diamond. They've got it, the prices are right, and the people are good. Inbounds play for the Cavemen coming from Jesse to DeShane in the backcourt. On the floor for Grant's Pass, Morgan has returned along with Bruner and Rosetta down low. Between the circles, DeShane with the basketball. Comes right-hand side. High post to Rosetta, then down low to Morgan, who lays it up and in on Morgan as his second field goal of the night. It's 16-11. Irish come back on the attack. Out front now, they'll slow the action down just a little bit. Number 12 with the basketball, Alvarado. Check that. That's 10. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer out front. Moves to left-hand side. Bounce pass, high post ball. Goes right-hand side, then on the wing. Back out front to Kramer. Left-hand side to Graziano. His three-point attempt is off. No good. Rebound falls into the hands of Jesse, and he heads down the floor once the traffic clears. Comes across that green Irishman, painted in the center of the court, then moves off to the right-hand side. Back to the left-hand side. Flips the ball over to DeShane on the wing. Back out front to Jesse, top of the key. High post into Rosetta. Rosetta spins and fires, rims it out. No good. Rebound, Graziano. Outlet goes right-hand side. A lead pass to the corner. Three-point attempt on the way, and it's good by number five. That's Shelley. Shelley picks up his first three of the night. He's got 5 points, and it says 16-14. Grant's Pass by two. DeShane walks the ball down quickly. Facing what appears to be a zone defense, splits the two defenders up top, then feeds it high post to Rosetta. Bounce pass down low to Morgan, and Morgan puts it up and in. They've been working on that one. 6 points for Morgan so far, and the Cavemen lead by four, 18-14. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Kramer. Kramer comes back across the top of the key, gives it to Graziano, left front court, back to Kramer. Then high post quickly to Alvarado. Turning jump shot is off, no good. And in the rebounding action, over the back of Rosetta is, let's check it. Number two, Perosa. Perosa will pick up his second of the basketball game. First team foul this half on either side. 18-14, Grant's Pass by four, and with the basketball, DeShane in the backcourt. DeShane walks it down, crosses the timeline out front. Bounce pass right-hand side, stolen away by Graziano. Late pass right-hand side to Kramer. Goes hard to the glass, lays it up and in. And Kramer gets his first two in transition. And it's a two-point game, 18-16. Grants pass with the basketball and a two-point lead. DeShane out front. Right-hand side, then to Bruner. Back out front to DeShane. Kramer, Rosetta working a high post. The ball comes to Bruner, then back out to DeShane for three. Off, no good. High for the rebound is Jesse. Jesse has it taken away by the big sophomore, the 6'9 Reed. Long pass down the right-hand side. Gets the ball in the hands of Kramer. Out front then to Graziano. Graziano checks with his coach. Goes right-hand side. Quickly to Perosa. Back out front to Kramer with the basketball. Then right-hand side to Shelley. Left-hand side to Graziano. Graziano at the top of the key. Left-hand side quickly to Shelley. Shot is up. Blocked by Morgan. Picked up by Jesse to the top of the key. Head fake. Slows it. Then attacks. Lays one up. That's good. And Jesse offensively has 5 points so far in this basketball game. And it's a four-point game. 20-16. Ball left-hand side. Tried to get it to Graziano. Lost it out of bounds. Graziano couldn't catch up with it. Grants Pass gets the ball back inbounds from the sidelines. Far end of the floor for Grants Pass. And Jesse is there to make the inbounds play. Here comes the pressure into the backcourt. So Jesse gets the ball into DeShane. DeShane sees a trap zone forming ahead of him. Looks like a 1-2-2. Bounce pass up quickly to Rosetta at the timeline. Then off the right-hand side to Jesse into the forecourt. Left-hand side to McLean. Back out front to DeShane. Right-hand side to Jesse for three. And he nails it. So Jesse right now with 9 points in the basketball game. He's got four better than his average already. 23-16 the score. Ball left-hand side to Graziano in the corner. Graziano takes a step out on the wing. Gives the ball up front quickly to Kramer. Grants pass in that 2-3 zone. Kramer out front with the basketball. Bounce pass right-hand side to Shelley. Shelley back out to Kramer. Left-hand side to Graziano. Bounce pass down low to the big guy, Reed. Reed down low. Shot is up and good. And a foul call going to the free throw line. Number 20. That's Speary. Speary gets his first field goal, goes to the free throw line, and the foul called on McLean. It'll be McLean's first and the first team foul this period on the Caveman. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Shot is up from the free throw line, off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound. Rosetta gives the ball back to McLean. McLean across the timeline, right at center court, moves off to the right front court now. Gets a little pick from Morgan. Gives it down low to Morgan. Morgan hard to the glass, puts it up and in, and Morgan has eight. 25-18, Grants Pass with that edge right now. And the ball down on the floor, back left-hand side to Graziano. Ball out front, then high post to Speary. Right-hand side from the wing by Shelley is off, no good. Rebound, Reed puts it back up, and no good. And a foul going to be called offensively, I believe. Foul is on number 35. That's Ty Reed. That'll be his second in the basketball game. 25-18. Grants Pass with a lead right now. Inbounds play far into the floor for Grants Pass. Full court pressure now. Everybody's on this end of the floor. Inbounds play comes from Rosetta to McLean. McLean walks it down, being eyeballed all the way by Shelley. Picks up the pace a little into the left front court. Drives the wing all the way to the baseline. High off glass, no good. Draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line. McLean, one of the better shooters, 75%. Foul called, I believe, on 10. We'll check it here. That is the call. So Kramer will pick up his second infraction. Third team foul on the Irish. And at the free throw line right now is Gavin McLean. Has 1 2-point field goal. First trip to the free throw line for Gavin tonight. Takes his time. Shot is up. Off the back of the iron. No good. McLean shakes it off. Looks back, gets some encouragement from Jaden. Waiting for the basketball to come back from the official. It does. Gets in his hands, spins it. Deep breath. One dribble, two dribbles, three dribbles. Spins it, back to him. Shot is up. Good, nothing but net. Third point for McLean. 26-18, the score, 3:45 to play in the first half. Once again, this is Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Goes quickly to Shelley, then back over to Alvarado. Alvarado drives into the corner, gives the ball up quickly. Out front into Shelley. Shelley drives, spins it to the free throw line. Kicks it back out front. Bounce pass down low. Stolen away by Rosetta. Rosetta gives the ball right back to McLean, and Gavin walks the ball down. takes his time. Shelicky providing token pressure down the way to Jesse from the corner. Jesse's feeling it. Launched a three off. No good. And the rebounding action, that will go against Rosetta. And again, the young man's talking to himself. So Rosetta will pick up his second of the basketball game. Second team foul on the Cavemen this period. 26-18. The Cavemen leading by 8 right now. A little over 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Ball right-hand side now in the hands of Shelley for the Irish. Gives it on the wing, right-hand side. Bounce pass out front quickly. They fake left and right, then they go down low quickly. Bounce pass left-hand side. Shot is up and good by Sperry again. He's got 4 in the basketball game. Deshane brings the ball down for Grant's pass. Irish are executing their offense well when they have a chance. Ball out front now to McLean. McLean between the circles. Looked at his coach. Checks down low. Gives the ball up front to Deshane. Man-to-man pressure now by the Irish. Deshane out front. Directing traffic. Bounce pass to the high post. You know, that's Bruner this side. Drives into the paint. Spins. Goes hard to the glass. Lays one up. That's good. And Bruner finds 2 for Grant's pass. He's got 6. 28-20. Grant's pass with the lead. Shelley into the forecourt. Right-hand side. McLean shadows him. Ball comes left-hand side quickly to Graziano. Graziano with the basketball out between the circles. Goes right-hand side to Shelley. Corner right then. Man brings the ball back out front again. That's number 12, Alvarado, with the basketball. Alvarado head fakes. Tries to get by McKittrick. Kicks it back to Graziano. 23-footer by Graziano is off. No good. McLean pulls down the rebound. Protects the basketball while the traffic clears. Gives the ball right back to Deshane. And McLean walks down. Just getting a little breather here. And Deshane into the forecourt. Right at center court right now. Moves left-hand side, then comes back to right. Alley-oop down low to Bruner. Bruner hard to the glass, lays one up and in, and Bruner has 8. And the Cavemen lead it by 10. 30-20 timeout taken by the Irish here with 1:43 to play in the first half. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
The automotive industry has a certain reputation, mostly due to just a few bad apples. At Kelly's Automotive Service, we've tried to market to our clients and potential staff based on our values. We're excited this has attracted some of the best technicians from near and far. We have technicians trained in almost all makes and models. So if you've been going to the dealer, please consider trying Kelly's as an alternative. Your warranty stays in effect, and odds are we can save you time and money. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body. Naturally.
Welcome back, everyone. Caveman coming back onto the floor. And here come the Irish right now with 1:43 left to play here in the first half. It's a 10-point game, 30-20. Grant's pass with the edge right now. Going to be Irish ball inbounds in the far end of the floor to get things back underway. And Alvarado brings the ball in quickly. Is that Sperry bringing the ball down? We'll check it here. Ball left-hand side. Goes quickly to Alvarado. Back right-hand side. Ball goes down low. Deflected by Bruner. Loose basketball picked up by Graziano, though. Gets the ball back out front. They give it back to Graziano at the free throw line. Drives it all the way. Lays one up. No good. They're going to call a foul on Jesse. And it'll probably be a shooting foul. That's the call. So Jesse will pick up his first of the basketball game. I have that as the third on the Grants Pass. Caveman going to the free throw line is Rocco Graziano. Now, in Grant's pass in January, he was 4-for-4 from the charity stripe, and no surprise there as this one finds nothing but the bottom of the net. That's his third point, though. Once again, on the season, he's averaging about 16 a game. Caveman's goal is to keep him under that average. Second shot is up and hits the back of the iron. Off, no good, so he's not perfect. Does not walk on water, not even with no. On the drive, left-hand side, McLean comes left-hand side on the wing. Cuts back across the top of the key. Hands the ball off to Jesse. Right front court to the top of the key now. Little stutter step. Comes all the way down. Floats one up off glass. It's blocked out of bounds. Going to be Grant's pass. No. Yes, it is basketball. They called a foul. I thought it was just out of bounds. So Jesse will go to the free throw line. Foul called on Alvarado. That'll be his first of the basketball game. And Jaden Jesse goes to the free throw line. About a 58% free throw shooter on the season. Shot is up and good. So Jesse with not a career night yet, but pretty close. He's got 11 points in the basketball game here in the first half. One more shot. It's up and just off. No good. Right back on the attack comes the Cajun. Ball goes left-hand side to Graziano. Graziano flips it right-hand side on the wing then in the corner then to Sperry down low. Man is double-teamed there. Fights over the double-team. Puts it up and in. And that's Sperry with his third field goal of the night. He's got 6 points. It's a 10-point game. 33-23 with 40 seconds left in the contest here in the first half. McLean left front court. Holds the basketball. Goes on the wing left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane out front with the basketball. 21 seconds. Shot clock is close to the timeline, but not quite. On the drive, McLean all the way. Lays went up off no good. Rebound to Bruner. Kicks the ball out to DeShane. Corner left-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way, and it's good. But they're saying it hit the guy wire. Didn't hit the guy wire. Oh, no, 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 no. Now the officials are talking about it. Coach Jesse's up saying no, 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 shaking his finger. All three officials talking about it. So let's see what the decision is going to be. The Zebras will decide this one. 33-23. Grants pass by 10. Could be 13 if this one is good. And the discussion goes on. It's past what the infraction was, or if the ball did indeed hit the guy wire, which would make it a dead ball, technically. I did not see it. I saw the arc of all the way. It never changed. And now they're going to explain it to Jesse, and I don't think Jesse's going to win this one. The score has not changed. If it was ruled a dead ball, it would go back to the Irish automatically. And I've heard no PA announcement. And it's going to be Grant's pass ball inbounds in the sidelines. What? Two officials still at the scorer's table, one waiting at the baseline. Looks like it's going to be Grant's pass basketball. McLean will make the inbounds play. They've got a four-man screen stacked just in front of him. That's Jesse McKittrick, DeShane, and Bruner, and they all go in four different directions. Into the backcourt goes DeShane to get the pass almost uncontested into the right front court now with 10 seconds left. Top of the key. Ball comes right-hand side to Jesse. Pumps once. Left-hand side. Lobs it into the corner. And again, the three-point attempt on the way. And this one's good. It didn't hit anything. And that's from McKittrick. And that's the way the period will end. 36-23, the Grants pass Caveman by 13. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. The Cavemen lead by 13, 36-23 here at the half. The Cavemen led by a score by three at the end of the first period, 14-11. Won the second period, 22-12, to make the 36-23 margin effective right now. Grant's Pass scoring came on, 14 field goals, 2 3-pointers. Grant's Pass 5 of 8 from the free throw line. That's 53.8%. Pardon me, check that. That's 62%. I know, it's high school math. for the Sheldon Irish, their scoring came on 9 field goals, 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Sheldon Irish whistled for 9 fouls. Grant's Pass whistled for 6. In terms of team numbers, Grants Pass has controlled the boards, although the Irish controlled the boards early. Grants Pass rebounded and doubled them. 16 rebounds for Grants Pass, 8 for the Irish. In terms of floor percentage, 14 of 26 for Grants Pass. That's 53.8 from the field. That's great. And once again, it is a 34% for the Sheldon Irish. That's 9 of 26. And turnovers, Grants Pass 5 turnovers compared to 9 turnovers for the Irish. That's all reflected in the score. And we'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Calling all DIY superheroes. This February, Diamond Home Improvement is your trusty sidekick for elevating your spaces. As the month of love unfolds, sweep your loved ones off their feet with a spa-like bathroom makeover or beautiful new flooring to dance on. Unleash your DIY powers and transform your home into a masterpiece that shines with love. Be the hero your home deserves. Visit Diamond Home Improvement or find it now at DiamondHI.com for simple in-store pickup. Your DIY supplies are right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down the individual numbers. First of all, for the Sheldon Irish, Kelson Spirit came off the bench to hit 3 field goals, missed a free throw. Caden Jacobson picked up a single foul as a starter. Gabe Alvarez has 7 points on 2 field goals, 2 twos, and a 3. 7 points, a single foul there. Ty Reed picked up a couple of fouls. He's the big guy at 6'9". Perosa in a starting role, 6'5", senior, has 2 fouls. Owen Kramer, 1 2-point field goal and 2 fouls. Nathan Shelley, 1 3-point field goal and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. He's got 5 points and a single foul. And Rocco Graziano has 3 points, about a 2-point field goal and 1 for 2 shooting from the free throw line. He has no fouls. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, Grady McKittrick has 7 points on a 2, a 3, and 2 ones. He's 2 for 2 from the free throw line and has 7 points in the contest. Zach DeShane, significant minutes. Of course, Zach, not a big scorer right now. His job is to distribute the basketball. Jesse, once again, has had a pretty good scoring first half for him. He has 3 field goals, 2 threes, and 1 for 2 at the free throw line. give him 11 points in the basketball game and a single foul. His high game so far this year has been 13. He's hit that twice. Jordan Rosetta, 1-for-2 from the free throw line, a single point and two fouls. Peyton Bruner, 4 field goals, 8 points and no fouls. Gavin McLean has 1 2-point field goal, 1-for-2 at the free throw line. He's got 3 points and a single foul. And Luke Morgan has 4 field goals and 2 fouls, 8 points for Luke. All right, ladies and gentlemen, those are your first half statistics. Stay tuned for first half analysis courtesy of the Neuro Clinic after this 1 minute Cape Madden timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Welcome back. Halftime analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic, specializing in neurological stress, trauma, including concussion, motor vehicle accidents. They identify the cause of the symptoms and treat them naturally with chiropractic and functional medicine on the Williams Highway. Now, Grants Pass has had things pretty much the way they want in the first half. Defensively, pretty good. They've held Mr. Graziano down to 3 points so far. Watch him try to explode in the second half. They have gotten a great offense from different quarters. For Muga Morgan, 8 points. They like that from Ake, and they expect that. They also expect about 8 points from Bruner. Got that. Jesse over his total so far with 11 points in the first half to lead all scorers, incidentally. And Grady McKittrick delivering as promised. A 2, a 3, and 2 ones. Grants Pass getting some significant offense. All that's got to continue, but the defense has got to stay there along with the rebounding. The defense and the rebounding stays there. The lead will stay there also. So that's the situation. Look at the scoreboard here. 36-23. Time getting ready to expire at halftime. We'll be back right after this from the Neuro Clinic.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body. Naturally.
Once again, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have you with us here as the Grants Pass Cavemen looking for a win here to keep those playoff hopes alive. So far, so good. A 13-point lead at halftime over the Sheldon Irish. So keep an eye on it. We've got another 16 minutes of basketball to decide this one tonight. And the second half is always crucial. So stay close to your radio. And we'll keep it close here, too, courtesy of our good friends at the Neuro Clinic. And we'll be back with, well, first of all, halftime analysis was brought to you by the Neuro Clinic on the Williams Highway Stu team for the second half coming shortly after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
I need to tell you the third quarter is going to be brought to you by Evergreen Federal Bank. Evergreen has been serving Southern Oregon for over 87 years. They're community-minded, investing in projects that benefit schools and local nonprofits. Choose a bank that's different. Choose Evergreen Federal Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Caven back out on the floor already, getting ready for this one. And they send out, looks like their same starters with Rosetta, Morgan, Bruner, McLean, and Jesse. Irish put the ball in play. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The clock is running. Caven once again with a 13-point lead to start. Zone defense by the Cavemen initially. Ball goes left-hand side on the wing. Can't believe that's Shelley. Back out front quickly to Kramer with the basketball. Kramer back to Shelley, left-hand side in the corner. Attacks along the baseline. Draws a double team there by Bruner. Ball goes inside to Graziano. Kicks it out right-hand side. Shot for three on the way is off. No good. High for the rebound is Morgan. Outlet comes to Bruner. Bruner on the right-hand side. Gives the ball up to Jesse. Jesse puts the ball on the floor himself. Crosses the timeline at center court. Ball comes left-hand side. Stripped of the basketball. Jesse just lost. That's an unusual long pass down the floor. Deflected by McLean, but picked up by the Irish. No good. McLean gets it right back on the rebound. Lets the traffic clear and comes back a little carefully this time. Kramer picks him up in the forecourt. Ball comes right-hand side to Bruner on the wing, right-hand side. Bruner looks inside for the post, finds the high post, then down low to Morgan. Morgan puts it up and in, and Morgan with 10 points. And the Cavemen continue to work that low post to Morgan and Bruner. 38-23, Grants pass by 15. Here comes Kramer with the basketball for the Sheldon Irish between the circles. Irish move to the left-hand side. They go on the wing to Graziano. Graziano back right-hand side. Gives the ball up quickly to Shelley. Shelley out front, back right-hand side to Graziano. Buries a three from 23. So Graziano finds the range. He's got six in the basketball game. Points, that is. Inbounds play in the backcourt to McLean. McLean quickly across the timeline. Lobs it right-hand side to Jesse. Into the corner right-hand side to Rosetta. To the wing. Rosetta back to Jesse in the corner right-hand side. He tries to penetrate. Ten-footer up and off. No good. Rebound, Graziano back on the run through heavy traffic. Jesse picks him up, tries to steal. Graziano drives by all the way, lays one up that is off, no good. He is not the slasher and driver that Weiland is for South, but he's close. McLean in the backcourt puts the ball on the floor, into the forecourt quickly. Goes between the legs to avoid the pressure from Kramer. Ball left-hand side to Jesse. He's got a lane to the bucket, goes and stuffs one home. So Jesse now with 13 points in the basketball game. That's his high so far this season. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Coming from, again, Perosa. Up to Kramer. Kramer into the forecourt. Left front court. 40-26. Grants pass with the lead. Ball right hand side. Quickly to Shelley. Left hand side then to Graziano. Graziano between the circles. Left hand side to Shelley. Then down low on the baseline. Inside Perosa. Shot is up and off. No good. High for the rebound is Jesse this time. Lead pass down the left hand side. McLean. McLean on the alley-oop. Morgan gets it. Puts it right back up. No good. It's a backhanded layup. Rebound taken down by the Irish. Off to Graziano, left-hand side. Graziano looks left and right, goes in the corner, left-hand side. Back to Graziano on the wing. Graziano back out front, gives the ball up quickly to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball between the circles. Calls a man out front, then Graziano gets the pass to the ball, top of the key, back left-hand side to Kramer on the wing. Right-hand side to Perosa. Right-hand side to Shelley. Drives into the paint, kicks the ball back to Graziano. Graziano wing and right-hand side, goes to Shelley in the corner. Shelley bounce pass out front quickly to Kramer. Kramer lobs the ball left-hand side to Perosa. He'll launch a three himself. This one's off. No good. Rebound finally controlled by Rosetta. Rosetta bristles it away from Perosa. Shovels it right back to McLean, and McLean slides down the right-hand side. McLean out front with the basketball working against Kramer. Feeds it high post to Morgan. And I think they've called Morgan for travel. Ball goes right back to the Irish. 14-point game right now, 40-26. Grants Pass in the lead here in the third period. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. 40-26 the score. Grants Pass in the lead. Jesse getting a little breather. DeShane is in along with Bruner, Morgan, Rosetta, and McLean. Grants Pass stays in that 2-3 zone defense initially. Kramer brings the ball down uncontested in the backcourt into the forecourt to Shelley. Back to Kramer. Left-hand side to Graziano. Still way out. Lobbed it into the corner, left hand to Shelley. Shelley feeds it high post, then ball right-hand side to Kramer. Kramer stutter steps, flips the ball left-hand side. Three-point attempt is blocked away by Morgan. Slapped it back into the crowd. It'll be Shelley. It'll be Irish ball inbounds from the inline. Not the inline, but from the sideline, just in front of their own bench. Their big guy is in once again. That's Reed. at 6'9", leaning against Morgan. Inbounds play deflected by Rosetta. Rosetta and Perosa both came after that, and then they're going to call Rosetta for the foul. So Rosetta will pick up his third first-team foul on the Grants Pass Caveman, and that brings McKittrick up quickly, and he is into the basketball game, and Rosetta getting a little breather. 40-26. That sound is head coach Jesse signaling his players what he wants to have happen here. And the inbounds play goes to Kramer for the Irish back into the corner, left-hand side. Graziano tries to drive, fades away, 15-footer off, no good. Rebound, oh! Morgan almost made 2 points with him on the rebound, came out of his hands. McLean pulls it in, drives it the length of the floor, kicks it right-hand side in the corner to DeShane. DeShane brings the ball right back out front. Ball down low, shot to Morgan. Morgan spins, goes hard to the glass, ball slapped away out of bounds by Reed. They're going to call Reed for the foul, they are. So Reed will pick up his third infraction of the basketball game. First this period, going to the free throw line, Luke Morgan. Not the best free throw shooter, but once again, can get real streaky, and when he hits a bunch in a row. He's got that average, though, climbing every game up to about 50%, just shy of 50% right now. One dribble, two dribbles, deep knee bend. Focuses. Shot is up. Rattled it in and out, was halfway down the cylinder, and climbed right back up. One more opportunity coming for Morgan. Morgan, deep breath. There's two dribbles. Spins the ball in his hands. Looks up, follow through. Nothing but net. 11 points for Morgan tonight so far. Inbounds play in the backcourt against Kramer, being kept honest by DeShane all the way down the floor as the Caveman going a man-to-man defense ball. Right-hand side to Graziano. Graziano flips the ball to Reed, top of the key. Right-hand side then to Kramer with the basketball. Kramer working against DeShane. DeShane trying for the steal. Kramer drives, tries to get in the paint. Spins, puts one up. That is good. So Kramer finds two for Grants, or for the Irish. He's got 4 points in the basketball game. Brunner brings the ball down to DeShane, just shy of the timeline. DeShane into the forecourt, right-hand side, up to McLean on the wing. McLean out front then to Brunner. Left-hand side to McKittrick. Down, bounce pass down low to Morgan in the paint. Kicks it out to Brunner, top of the key. Three on the way. Good! And Brunner finds three. That's his 11th point in the contest. 44-28. And we had a timeout. Whistle stop the action. Going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds. There's the timeout. 44-28. 3:01 showing on the clock here in the third period. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
The automotive industry has a certain reputation, mostly due to just a few bad apples. At Kelly's Automotive Service, we've tried to market to our clients and potential staff based on our values. We're excited this has attracted some of the best technicians from near and far. We have technicians trained in almost all makes and models. So if you've been going to the dealer, please consider trying Kelly's as an alternative. Your warranty stays in effect, and odds are we can save you time and money. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
All right, when play is resumed, it'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the inline. McLean over to make the inbounds play as the Caveman put a box around the key. McLean will make it. We've got Morgan and Brunner down low. McKittrick flips to the wing, but the ball comes out front to Morgan at the top of the key. Comes down, kicks the ball to McLean in the corner, left-hand side. McLean comes out. Looks forward to Shane out front. Back right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick. Low pass right-hand side on the wing to DeShane. DeShane with the basketball. Out front then to Brunner. Left-hand side to McLean on the wing. McLean out to McKittrick. Top of the key. Look, didn't pull a trigger to DeShane. He does. Shot is up and off. No good. Morgan rebounds. Puts it right back up and in. And Morgan now with 13 points in the basketball game. 46-28. The Cavemen lead it here in the third period. In the backcourt, Kramer with the basketball for the Irish. Crosses the timeline right at center court. DeShane picks him up there. Ball right-hand side to Shelley. Right-hand side to the top of the key now. Shovels left-hand side to number 12. That's Alvarado. Alvarado to Tyree, top of the key. Left-hand side to Alvarado. Comes back up. Shoots a 15-footer that is off. No good. Rebound corralled, though, by McLean. And McLean brings the ball back. Uncontested across the timeline. Left front court. Sees the trap. Tries to get the ball to DeShane, but it's stolen away, slapped away by Sperry. Controls it, brings the ball down the left-hand side as the Irish looking for more in the paint. They float one up from 4 feet, and Sperry finds it. That's Shelley. We'll correct that one. 46-30. DeShane in the backcourt. Driving against Shelley. Off the left-hand side. Flipped the ball out front to McKittrick. McKittrick looked, didn't want to. Wanted to shoot, didn't pull the trigger, though. Ball right-hand side to McLean, right front court. Ball down low, now to Morgan. Morgan double-teamed. Flips the ball right-hand side to McKittrick for three, and it's off, no good. Reed with the rebound. Stripped to the basket, ball, though, by McLean, who lays it back up and in. So McLean gets his second field goal. He's got five, and it's 48-30. In the backcourt, Kramer with the basketball. DeShane keeping him honest in the backcourt. Into the left front court, drive, spins, bounce pass down low on the baseline, and a blocking foul called probably on Morgan. That's my bet, and that's the call. So Morgan will pick up his third infraction so far in the basketball game, and he's going to come out. McLean's tying his shoe right now, but there's a little delay. Inbounds play coming from the end line for the Irish. They're into the floor, and they'll put that picket line across the baseline again. Ball coming in from out front left-hand side to Shelley. Shelley drives the baseline, elevates 10-footer left-hand side. Is short, no good. Rebound out of bounds coming out off of McKittrick. Battling for the board underneath. Again, the inbounds play, this time coming from Shelley, will make the inbounds play. They'll put a box around the key this time and break out of that. And Shelley finally gets the ball left-hand side. Away, went out of bounds. I'm not sure who touched it. If anybody did, the officials are going to talk about it. Still no decision. Grants pass basketball. Jesse will make the inbounds play. Full court pressure by the Irish here. Now down 18. Inbounds play comes to DeShane in the backcourt. Fakes a throw, then cuts by the defense into the forecourt quickly. Left-hand side to Bruner. Back out front to DeShane. Right-hand side to Jesse as a caveman moved the ball quickly. Back left-hand side to McKittrick. Then to DeShane. DeShane down low to Bruner. Bruner looks at the paint, squares with the basket, attacks along the baseline, draws a double team, flips the ball back out front to McLean. Right-hand side, then to DeShane. Then on the wing right to McKittrick. McKittrick brings the ball up front, back left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane penetrates, flips the ball left-hand side. Foul called on number three. That's Jacobson. He'll pick up his second of the basketball game. That's just the third team foul on the Irish. It'll be inbounds just in front of his own bench for McLean to make the play as he came and stacked a four-man screen just in front of him. And everybody cuts to the basket except DeShane, who cuts to the backcourt and picks up the basketball there uncontested. Shelley picks him up. Gives the ball back to McLean between the circles. Right-hand side to DeShane. Left-hand side then to Jesse. Jesse with the basketball. Head fakes. Puts the ball down. Turns. Drives. Comes down the left-hand side. Out front then to McLean. McLean with the basketball. Tries to drive. 35. Clock shot's not running. I don't know if anybody's seen it or not. Shot is up from McLean for three. Off no good. Rebound put back up and in by Bruner. And Bruner gets his 13th point in the basketball game as time expires. Grants Pass leading by 20, 50, 30. We'll be back with the fourth period right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass cavemen and lady cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back. Some important numbers, folks. 50 to 30, Grants Pass leading by 20 here. Also important numbers, 541-476-2133. That's a number for Abby's Pizza. If you call Abby's right now, by the end of this game, you can have a hot pizza sitting in front of you. By the way, they bring you the fourth quarter here. Abby's Pizza, we tip of the hat. They've been with Caveman Sports for a long, long time. The play is resumed. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the half court. Mark Rosetta will make the inbounds play with 8 minutes to play and a 20-point lead to play with right now. Three-man screen set up right in front of Rosette at the half-court mark. Into the backcourt, the ball goes to DeShade, being bothered by Shelley all the way down. Crosses the timeline, right front court. Now it's passed high post into Bruner. Bruner looks down the paint, drives the left-hand side, has a lane, goes right-hand side in the corner to DeShade. Back to Jesse, top of the key. It's good for three! So Jesse picks up another three. This is his best offensive night, I believe, of the season. Kramer brings the ball down for the Irish, right-hand side in the corner to Shelley. Back out front to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball, slides the left-hand side against the Grants Pass 2-3 zone. Ball right-hand side again to Shelley. Back out front to Kramer as the Cavemen stay in that zone. Irish don't seem to be in any hurry here, trying to loosen up that zone just a little bit, passing the ball around. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Kramer with the basketball out front. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Bounce pass right-hand side to Shelley. Shelley drives into the paint. Pumps once. Puts up a shot that is off. No good. The follow, though, is good by Perosa. So Perosa will get the field goal, and it's 53-32. 7 minutes to play here. On the drive, here comes DeShane. Left-hand side to Jesse to Brunner. Right-hand side then to Rosetta. Rosetta with the basketball. Out front to Jesse. Jesse with the basketball. High post to Morgan. Morgan controls, looks left and right, gives the ball out to Bruner. Bruner, right-hand side. Stutter steps inside, backs away from the defense, gives the ball out to Morgan. Morgan head fakes, top of the key, hands the ball off to Rosetta. Rosetta drives the right-hand side, has room, goes all the way down, floats it, tried to get it off glass, no good, deflected. Picked up in the corner, though, by, it's not Graziano. That's Jacobson with the basketball. Bounce pass down low in the corner for the Irish on the wing. Back out front quickly to Shelley. Shelley with the basketball. Out front quickly then to, Jacobson. And the corner shot is up for Kramer. Off, no good. Rebound taken down by Morgan. Hands the ball right back to DeShane. 53-32, Grants Pass with the lead. Loose basketball in the backcourt. Shelley just stripped, just picked DeShane's pocket. Goes back up with a shot that's good, and I think DeShane fouled him. So Shelley will go to the free throw line, and DeShane will get the infraction. So, Shelley, 2 for 2 from the free throw line so far. We'll have just one shot this time. Shot is up and good. No surprise. This basket was good. If the basket was good, he should only get one. No. Oh, the basket wasn't good. Okay, shot is up. Off, no good. The second shot was no good. Long pass down right-hand side as Morgan Correll, the rebound. Gives it off to DeShane, out front end to Bruner. Left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse head fakes, drives top of the key, kicks the ball left-hand side then to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, drives the right-hand side, stops, comes out low to Bruner. Down low to Morgan, all alone. Morgan lays it up and again. Morgan with 15 points in the basketball game. Kramer brings the ball down the left-hand side. 5:20 to play in the basketball game. Kicks the ball right-hand side to Shelley. Back out front to Kramer. Left-hand side. Lost the basketball uncontested through the legs of number 12, Alvarado, on the right-hand side. So the Cavemen get the ball back inside. In the backcourt from the sidelines. Rosetta to Jesse. Almost uncontested. Looks like everybody was just taking a breather that time. And Jesse walks the ball into the forecourt with a little over 5 minutes to play. Ball left-hand side. Jesse top of the key again. This one's well short. As Morgan was tripped up, goes to the ground. I hope he's up and all right. Seems to be walking okay. It's going to be Sheldon basketball inbounds from the end line. And that ball comes in to Kramer in the backcourt. Kramer brings the ball down. Lead pass left-hand side quickly to Alvarado. Out front to Kramer again to Shelley, right-hand side. Shelley takes a step in. Looks down low. Can't find anybody breaking free. Left-hand side to Alvarado. Then on the wing to Kramer. Kramer tries to penetrate. Left-hand side in the corner. Then shot is back to Perosa. Back out front. I think that's Alvarado. Alvarado to Kramer. Top of the key. Back to Alvarado for three from the wing. Left-hand side. Nails it. So Alvarado gets his second three of the night. He's got 10 points in the basketball game. 55-36, 4:23 to play. DeShane into the forecourt. Feeds it high post to Rosetta. Out front then to Jesse. Back right-hand side to DeShane. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Let's see how they work it. Back out front to Bruner. Left front court. Bruner runs away. Gives the ball right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane spins. Has room. Goes all the way to the basket. Underneath the basket. Kicks the ball, though. Out front, Bruner retrieves it there. Backs away, and the cavemen reset. They give the ball right-hand side to Morgan. Morgan attacks, goes hard to the glass, it's up, off, no good. Long rebound, falls out to Alvarado. Alvarado on the attack down the right-hand side. Jesse right with him, shoots over Jesse, off, no good. Rebound corralled by Rosetta. Just puts the ball on his hip, lets the traffic clear. Hands it back to Jesse, and a timeout has been called by the Grants Pass Cavemen. A look at the scoreboard with 3:54 to play. The Cavemen lead at 55-36. Back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
All right, welcome back. 55-36 with a little less than 4 minutes left to play in this basketball game tonight. We're in the fourth period. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Caveman huddled around. Their head coach still huddled on the sideline. Both teams huddled still on the sideline here. Heard the one buzzer pop up here. Here come the Irish. Caveman still getting ready to come back out now. And the cavemen come out. It's McLean, Rosetta, Jesse, Bruner, and Morgan. So the starters come back out for Grants Pass. Play is resumed. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines just in front of the Irish bench. And against full court pressure, the ball comes to McLean in the forecourt. Drives all the way. Bounce pass left-hand side. Tried to get it to Morgan, but it's in the way. Not a great pass. Rolls away. Out of bounds. Goes right back to the Sheldon Irish. So very little time expired on that one. Caveman didn't do very well on that possession. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Goes to Kramer. Uncontested. Caveman standing back in that zone defense right now. Kramer out front. Coming to the top of the key. Alley-oop down low, but Morgan steps in front of big guy Reed and takes the ball away. Hands it back to Rosetta. Lead pass up quickly to McLean. Out front to Jesse between the circles. Jesse head fakes, feeds it high post to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, comes left-hand side, has room from the free throw line, puts the jumper up. That is good. And Rosetta gets his, that's his first field goal tonight. He's got 3 points in the basketball game. Lead pass up, stolen away by McLean. Comes back 3-on-2. McLean out front, and he just slows it down and waits for help. Still moving the basketball between the circles, goes right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta drives down, bounce pass down low to Morgan. Morgan working against the big guy, goes up with a shot that is blocked and fouled by Ty Reed. So Reed will pick up his fourth infraction of the basketball game, and Luke Morgan will go back to the free throw line and practice those free throws. Luke 1-for-2 tonight with 15 points in the contest. 3 minutes showing on the clock. Morgan of the charity stripe, 1-for-2 so far. Deep knee brand, shot is up. Good. 2-for-3, that's his 16th point. And let's get one more then, Luke. Raise that free throw percentage. Shot is up. Rims and out. Unlucky. And the rebounding action. I think Bruner's going to get the call for the foul. It does, so Bruner will pick up the infraction. That's his first tonight. Sheldon gets the ball inbounds from the end line. Less than 3 minutes on the clock. Inbounds play comes to Kramer in the backcourt. Clock is running. Left front court for Kramer. Bounce pass left-hand side to Alvarado. He launched the three. That is good. All right, that's his third three of the night. Give him 13 points and the contest. Brunner with the basketball in the backcourt. Flips it across the timeline, though, to Rosetta. Rosetta with the basketball. Right-hand side. Protects the basketball. Hands it off to Jesse. Jesse back to Rosetta. Has dropped down to the corner. Right-hand side. Rosetta looks for a low post. Can't get to one. Spins. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Comes out across the top of the key. Looks for help. Goes back right-hand side to McLean. McLean turns. Attacks the basket. Comes down the paint. Lays one up over the front edge of the rim. Rolls off after balancing there. Morgan fought for the rebound. It was slapped out of his hands by Ty Reed. It'll be Grant's pass. Ball inbounds from the end line. Grant to our end of the floor. 58-39 showing on the scoreboard. That's the score. The Cavemen lead it. Ball inbounds right-hand side. Then to Rosetta. Hands the ball off to McLean. Top of the key. Gives it high post to Morgan. Back out front to McLean. McLean backs away. 25 seconds on the shot clock. A lot of time. Left-hand side then to Brunner. Brunner out front with the basketball. Comes back right-hand side to Rosetta. Cavemen content to run a few seconds off here. Rosetta goes right-hand side on the wing. Back out front then to Jesse. Jesse slides the left-hand side. Then comes back right-hand side to McLean. 9 seconds on the clock. Got to make something happen. McLean's the one to do it, and he starts to drive and away from the basketball. Foul called, I believe, on Rosetta. No, they called it on Morgan. That'll be his fourth. He's away from the basketball, just jockeying for position as I assume. Ball goes left-hand side quickly to Kramer. Back out front to Alvarado. Right-hand side slapped away out of bounds by Jesse. It'll be Irish ball inbounds from the end line about 20 feet below us on the right. And we've got a timeout taken on the floor. I look at the scoreboard with 1:36 to play. The Cavemen lead it 58-39. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
We're back to action even early, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse with the basketball for Grant's pass as it's clapped away. Retrieves it for it, goes out of bound. Gives the ball up to Rosetta. Rosetta in the center circle now. Moves out of that circle. Hands the ball off to McLean. 14 seconds on the shot clock for Grant's pass. Leading 58-39. And they say McLean turned the ball over. Perhaps. And substitutes for Grant's pass. Oh, golly, let's check it here. I think we've got the new man on the floor. I think that's Hill. Broerman, Gerlitz, and Hart. Okay, so a minute three left to play. The Cavemen have cleared their bench with a 19-point lead, 58-39. And I'm not sure why we're waiting for something. Oh, we don't have all of the Irish on the court. One, two, three, four, five. We get. What is the holdup? The official's holding the ball. Now we're ready. All right, inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Shelley. Shelley into the forecourt for the Irish. Goes right-hand side quickly to Alvarado. Alvarado out front quickly, gives the ball back to Shelley. Shelley right-hand side to the free throw line. Back to Alvarado. He'll launch the three again. Boy, he's a sharp shooter. Nails it again. He's got 16 points. That's his fourth three of the night. Down the right-hand side, that's Hill with the basketball. Kicks it over to Buschmeyer. Buschmeyer drives, lays one up that is off, no good. High for the rebound is Broerman. He's stripped of the basketball, though. Picked up by Shelley in the backcourt. Shelley drives, stolen away by Buschmeyer. Buschmeyer again puts the ball on the floor. Lead pass up right-hand side. Then in the corner, Grant's pass. The freshman fires from the wing off, no good. Ball out of bounds, going to be Irish basketball. 22 seconds left. Cavemen looking to go 6-5 in conference. Inbounds play in the backcourt quickly to Shelley. Right back to number 24. It's not on my roster. Left-hand side, the ball goes again to Sperry. Sperry with the basketball out front. Flips the ball right-hand side to Shelley. Shelley turns to the top of the key. Left-hand side, Alvarado again for three. Golly, he hit it again. Don't give him the basketball again. 19 points tonight. 58. That's the end of the basketball game. The Cavemen win it. Final score, 58-45 is the final score. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Calling all DIY superheroes. This February, Diamond Home Improvement is your trusty sidekick for elevating your spaces. As the month of love unfolds, sweep your loved ones off their feet with a spa-like bathroom makeover or beautiful new flooring to dance on. Unleash your DIY powers and transform your home into a masterpiece that shines with love. Be the hero your home deserves. Visit Diamond Home Improvement or find it now at DiamondHI.com for simple in-store pickup. Your DIY supplies are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register a sponsor or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, everyone. You can tell the band is in pretty good shape here. So are the Grass Pass Cavemen right now. Head coach Jesse about ready to join us here. And as he puts on the headphones there. All right, coach, you're 6-5 and still alive.
Yes, still alive.
Still alive. What did you think your team's effort tonight?
Loved it. Loved it. Defensively, we were locked in. The first quarter kind of got away from us at the very beginning after our 5-0 run. We weren't rebounding.
They controlled the boards early in those first few minutes. Then you got it, though.
Had to ride them really hard. Had to have some tough conversations with some of the boys and get really, really mad at them and get them pumped up. I got mad at Luke Morgan and told him, I said, you got to step up and be a leader. And got the boys rallied up, and they finally started doing what they were supposed to be doing.
Great scoring tonight, spread out several different ways. Morgan got his, Bruder got some. Young kid by the name of Jesse got his share tonight. That's one of his biggest totals this year.
Yeah, I think offensively that was James' best game of the season by far. Jordan Rosetta, want to give him some kudos because he probably led our team in assists. He did a really good job at beating Luke and Peyton this evening and actually getting to our guards. Zach Shane did a phenomenal job at controlling the pace for us, which when we really needed it, and played some pretty good defense. This evening you saw a little bit of our orange defense. And that worked really well for us tonight.
Was that what I heard you yelling was orange?
Yep, when Luke and Jordan
were... By the way, the folks at home heard it too.
Yeah, that's good. I'm a pretty boisterous coach, and sometimes I feel like my kids are deaf. But they did a good job tonight at doing what they're supposed to be doing, and rebounding was the key. After that first quarter, the other three quarters, we did what we needed to do. So that was important to me and our team, and we just kept this simple this evening.
We had you out-rebounding the Irish 31-17.
31-17, that's what I needed to hear, because we had a goal for our boys, and that's good. What was the final score, Chuck?
58-48. Yep. Alvarado just kept nailing those threes.
Yeah, that was our JV guys in there doing it. So our goal, you know, once again, is to hold them under 45 points, and our varsity boys did that, and that's what we need to do, especially on the road. And I thought that we did a pretty good job staying out of foul trouble for the most part, other than Luke and Jordan, but that just kind of happens when they're the big guys.
One of your goals was to hold Mr. Graziano below his average, and you held him about 10 points below his average.
That's good. You know, unfortunately, he didn't play much after about halfway through the third quarter, so he didn't play his fourth or halfway through the third. He did something to his shoulder.
I was going
to
say his shoulder looks like it's taped up.
Yeah, well, he was taped up all year. He dislocated it in football. He's such a great kid. I feel bad for him. He's one of my favorite kids in our conference. He's such a polite kid. He works hard, and he's he doesn't talk trash, and those are the type of kids I root for. So it's kind of stunk that he wasn't able to get out there tonight. But I think even when he was in there, I think he got a couple cheap ones on Jaden defensively. But Jaden did a phenomenal job this evening defensively on him. Zach did a great job of putting pressure on the point guard on their number 10. And then Peyton Bruner, holy smokes, he got us some key rebounds and some key moments this evening, finishing quarters for us. Peyton did a great job tonight finishing quarters for us and getting some buckets towards the end. And saw a little bit of Grady McKittrick flaming that rock tonight.
Yeah, he's got a shot, doesn't he?
He's got a shot. And that's, he's earned that shot and has worked a lot of hard work. So, you know, just really happy for the boys. Our backs are against the wall, and they stepped up. Every game for us, I told them, is a playoff game at this point. So they really put it on the line and gave themselves a shot to take second or third in league. And, you know, that's our goal, to beat Roseburg now and focus on stopping Mendoza and their number 5, Vandenberg. And if we can do that, we'll take care of business.
I've been looking at schedules. A win here and a win against Roseburg will put you 7-5, probably tied for second or third compared to what everybody else is going to do. Sheldon Irish, they've got two more games left, both tough ones on the road, mm-hmm. against Roseburg there and against South Eugene there. So they're going to be tough. They're going to have a tough road to hoe.
Sheldon's going to have a tough job if Graziano can't play. If Graziano can't play, then they'll be in big trouble. I think them losing Graziano is like us losing Tyler McIntosh. Mm-hmm. That's a big loss for them. You know, Tyler's a huge miss for us defensively, defensive matchups, as well as extending that floor. You know, tonight you saw Zach and Jaden both kind of lose the ball a little bit right there when that one-on-one, and what Tyler does is he throws that next guard out of there and just messes the rotation up for other teams. So, you know, Grady did a great job, and Jordan's getting a little bit more minutes, and I can't be more pleased with the effort, and that's the key word this evening. It was just our effort tonight was where it needed to be.
Roseburg Indians on Tuesday night on your floor.
Senior night. I'm hoping all the community shows up. Big one for that. That, you know, our 5 seniors that we have work hard. It'd be really nice for them to get that, and we get that win. We for sure have a playoff game on the road, no matter where it's at, and we feel like we go on the road, as long as we don't, you know, if we beat Roseburg and go on the road for our playoff, we feel pretty confident when we play our game that we can compete with most teams in the state. Obviously, Central Catholic, Southridge, Barlow. There's one other team that I'm forgetting that's really, really studly, but you know, as long as we can avoid 32, 31, 30, and 29. As long as we can avoid that, I feel really confident going on the road and being able to compete at a high level with any of the teams in the state. Those 4 teams just have Division I guys that are just... Oh, Roosevelt. Sorry. Roosevelt was another. It was that other team. And they have the best player in the state.
Since we lost to T-Mac,
yeah.
Your team has really come together, it looks like.
Yes.
They haven't replaced him. You don't replace people, but you find somebody else who can step up. And if you were worried about going up there, you have to play the game. Otherwise, the computers would play it. And yep.
the computers don't always win.
No, our boys for the most part, when they don't play scared, which we've done the last three games, I think at this point they're so loose, it's like, well, we either got to show up or we're going home. And so they did what they needed to do tonight.
Didn't want to go home.
I mean, our seniors did, and Jordan Rosetta, man, his passes tonight were phenomenal. Yeah, he took a lot of beating tonight. Didn't get very many rebounds because he was getting pummeled by some of those guys. But he did a great job tonight in being resilient, and that's what we talk about a lot.
Well, they found out that they can't just beat up on Morgan. They've got to beat up on Rosetta, too.
Yep.
So, all right. Coach, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Hey, we've got a good one already, and we'll see you on Tuesday night against the Roseburg Indians, and we'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Time now to recap tonight's stats, courtesy of the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist. Grants Pass led at the end of the first period, 14-11. Won the second period, 22-12, to make it 36-23. Won the third period, 14-7, to make it 50-30. And actually didn't win the fourth period, just thanks to Alvarado hitting about four threes in a row over the Grants Pass JVs. They won it 18-8. But the Grants Pass coming away with a 10-point win, 58-48, had a 19-point lead with just seconds left to play in the basketball game. So we'll run down the scoring, first of all, for the Grants Pass Cavemen. In terms of rebounds, we mentioned that with the coach. We had Grants Pass out-rebounding the Irish, 31-17. In terms of floor percentage, Grants Pass 23-46. That's 50% from the floor. 17-50 for the Irish. That's 34%. Foul shooting, Grants Pass 7-13. That's 53%. That's good for them. And a 60% make out of 57% for a percentage for the Irish at 4-7 from the free throw line. Grants Pass 12 turnovers compared to 14 turnovers for the Irish. And we'll be back with the individual numbers after this from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. Let's run down what we have on our score sheet here. And let me see. We saw Hill, Berg, Hart, Borman, and Bushmeyer all get some brief minutes here as substitutes. Grady McKittrick in a starting role. In a starting role tonight, had 7 points, a 2, a 3, and 2 for 2 shooting from the free throw line. Zach Deshane did lots of work, just picked up a single foul tonight. Jordan Rosetta, 1 2-point field goal and 1 for 2 at the free throw line, 3 points and 3 fouls. Peyton Bruner had 6 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 13 points and a single foul. Gavin McLean had 5 points on two field goals and 1 for 2 shooting at the free throw line and a single foul. Luke Morgan had... Well, let's run down Jaden and Jesse. Jesse had 5 field goals, 2 threes, was 1 for 2 at the free throw line. That's 16 points for Jesse. And Luke Morgan had 7 field goals and was 2 of 4 from the free throw line for 16 points for Morgan. So Morgan and Jesse, the leading scorers. Morgan had 4 fouls, and Jesse had a single foul. And that's our individual numbers after this from the Indoor Airman. We'll talk about the player of the game, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, right after this 30-second Kate Madden timeout.
The automotive industry has a certain reputation, mostly due to just a few bad apples. At Kelly's Automotive Service, we've tried to market to our clients and potential staff based on our values. We're excited this has attracted some of the best technicians from near and far. We have technicians trained in almost all makes and models. So if you've been going to the dealer, please consider trying Kelly's as an alternative. Your warranty stays in effect, and odds are we can save you time and money. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back. Tide Dykes, player of the game, brought to you by Valvoline's Instant Oil Change. And it's not always decided by scoring, although tonight's scoring did enter into our decision to name the player of the game. But there's some other factors that entered in it, too. And we'll talk about that right after this from Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Well, the player tonight worked the point, rebounded, played defense all over the floor. I'm not sure if he hasn't logged the most minutes of any caveman for most of the season, because he is almost always on the floor, an unsung hero by drawing the toughest defensive assignments, and at the same time tonight he had his scoring shoes on. Jaden Jesse, our player of the game tonight, once again with 5 field goals, 2 three-pointers, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. His best scoring night as a caveman this year. 16 points for Jaden Jesse, well earned. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's tonight's player of the game, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body. Naturally.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We're going to wrap things up pretty quickly, but not until we invite you back for Senior Night next Tuesday night at Heater Newman Gym, our final home season of the game, when we host the Roseburg Indians. You'll hear it here live. We hope you bring your radio to the gymnasium at Heater Newman. We'll see you there. Once again, tip-off scheduled for 6:45. So for Ryan Deonte, Staffing Radio Control, Executive Producer Carl Wilson, additional stats from events, and I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, Grants Pass 58, Sheldon 48. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible, and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.